Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Back in, Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's Monday. You know what time it is. It is Harold Grader time, Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. We have some AutoZone Liberty Bowl to discuss today. I'm sure we're narrowing some things down. But he is on X at Harold Grader. Harold, how are you?
Gabe, great to see you. Thanksgiving week, a lot of very, very meaningful and important games coming up.
Sure.
But let's talk about what we just saw this weekend.
Well, no, let's not talk about that. What are your plans for Thanksgiving? Oh. Come on.
Lots of turkey, lots of food.
Lots of turkey. Are you you're in town? Are you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. In town, lots of food, lots of family, lots of football.
Okay.
Probably Tigers, Navy in there somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Ready for it. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll How about you? Time.
So I have a busy week. Meyer's first birthday. The day before Thanksgiving. And me and the wife, we cook for the family that comes in town. And we have Thanksgiving at our house. That's the new family
there
tradition.
There you go. Very good. Well, happy birthday.
It happened quick, didn't it?
Flies by. It really has.
Yeah. Kind of wild to think about.
You've been here once or twice in the studio with us.
Yeah. Cooing a little bit at you.
Yeah. That's good.
For sure. All right.
That's awesome.
This weekend you were in Nashville. How was that? 45-17 final score over Kentucky. Vandy.
Fun trip. Saw a lot of friends up there. Had a chance to visit with both sides of that Kentucky-Vanderbilt matchup. Interesting pregame. It was senior day.
Sure.
Diego Pavia, senior for Vanderbilt. So his entire family was there. Of course, his mom has become quite the celebrity there in Nashville
sure.
and on the Vandy campus, and had a chance to say hello to her, visit with her for a minute. She lives out in Albuquerque, and we talked about Diego's time at New Mexico State and how he got to Vanderbilt and Jerry Keel and all of that. So really nice family. Mom was great. Football game, really, really fun, especially from a Vanderbilt perspective. Diego, two big long touchdown passes. He's touting for the Heisman. Mm-hmm. His coach is, too, for him. They're looking to move up in tomorrow night's CFP rankings. They're right there on the cusp of the playoffs. So a lot of good things happening there in Nashville, a lot of excitement. They won the game. They finished the season undefeated at home. Big celebration. It was a lot of fun. It was a great atmosphere. And like I said, I saw a bunch of folks I knew, which was a lot of fun, including my friend Taylor Zarzer, the new voice of the Tennessee Titans. So, again, fun trip. And it was an entertaining football game.
Diego, when it comes to the Heisman, I think he's certainly in that conversation because it's still wide open, it feels like. I haven't fully narrowed it down. But if he would have done – throwing the ball, what he's done these last three games, it would have been a no-doubter. I mean, he's 365 against Texas, 377 against Auburn, and then 484 and accounted for six touchdowns against Kentucky.
Yeah.
Guy's been ridiculous. And by the way, I know that you were down there on the sideline. You got to catch up with Miss Pavia. I need to know if you know the gossip. Theo Vaughn.
I am not caught up on the gossip.
Theo Vaughn and Miss Pavia, do we know if that's a thing?
Is that locked in? I did see Theo down there because I've been at numerous SEC campuses this year. And here in the last month or so, it seems Theo shows up everywhere. So who knows?
Okay.
They were kind of together.
I saw the video.
He was out there with the family.
Yeah,
so
during the senior day sort of celebration, he ran out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows?
I had to ask you. You may be the guy in the know. Now, let's see if you're the guy in the know here. Lane Kiffin. I think everybody's kind of in the know at this moment. But Lane Kiffin has reportedly been offered $90-plus million from LSU to be their next head coach. Where are you at? How are you feeling? What do you think? What have you heard?
Gabe, you know that for what? We're now almost to the end of November. This may have started end of September, early October. I have been very consistent for, let's say, 2 months that Lane Kiffin will be the head coach at Ole Miss.
You have.
Going forward. I always go back to the family situation. Knox having a great high school experience at Oxford. One daughter is at Ole Miss. His other daughter, as I understand it, is a volleyball player at USC. But the family unit, the ones that are there in Oxford, they're happy. And when the family's happy, you can't put a price on that. The money piece of it, the work piece of it, whether he's at Florida, LSU, Ole Miss, the money's going to be basically the same. And I have always been of the belief that Ole Miss will come up with the cash. Jimmy Sexton, his agent, is doing his job, which is see if there are other opportunities, maybe leverage it a little bit with Ole Miss. But when it's all said and done and Lane announces his decision, I still believe
really?
He stays at Ole Miss.
So you think this is all theatrics? Because in the end of the day, what strikes me about this situation is, one, I didn't expect LSU to be like the main player. I thought if he was going to leave, Florida would probably be higher on the list. The Steve Spurrier connection, all of that. But what strikes me, just looking at the situation, is the Keith Carter statement that was put out on Friday, where he basically said there's going to be a decision made by the Egg Bowl, and they're going to let the chips fall where they may after that. That to me, and maybe I'm reading into it too much, that to me read like a statement of somebody who has the idea that his coach is probably going to head out before the college football playoff.
I take it the other direction. Again, I don't think you have – this is assuming they're calling the press conference. Mm-hmm. You don't call a press conference to say your coach is leaving. And that's coming up after the Egg Bowl.
Okay.
That's the old reporter in me saying that. Now, if he does leave, who's next?
Yes.
I think it's a slam dunk, John Summerall.
Slam dunk, no doubt. But there's competition for him out there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Auburn certainly is a name that's come up a lot for John Summerall.
Yeah.
And then there was the Florida rumors. I don't know how real they were.
And if Lane stays, I think Summerall goes to Auburn.
Okay. Okay. That would be good for – I mean, Ole Miss – this is what I wanted to ask as well. When we talk about that job, I know Lane did a lot of heavy lifting, okay? He did some really good things. He's done some great things, and he may continue to do great things. That's your prediction. But when we look at the institution versus what Lane did, like, how much better is the job because of what the steps the institution has made? Keith Carter, the athletic department, NIL, revenue share. Like, how many steps have they taken since Lane Kiffin has been on campus to make that job substantially better than it ever has been?
Oh, it's light years. You know, I give a lot of credit and kudos to Keith Carter, the AD, the entire team there. They, as college football has changed and evolved, I think Ole Miss has done a very good job of evolving with it. The structure of the football program, having a general manager, a personnel department, that piece of it.
Sure.
The money piece of it, the NIL. And they've done a heck of a job. And obviously in the transfer portal, which ties to NIL, you know, no one's done it any better than Lane. And it's not just getting the talent. It's that first step before that, which is talent evaluation.
Yes.
You got to do a great job evaluating talent, which they have done, and then they've backed it up with the financial support. And from what I'm hearing from over the weekend, talking to some Ole Miss people, that they're gathering up the cash for Lane, and they're gathering up the cash in a huge way for the NIL. So they are loaded for bear, and I think all of that at the end of the day, he stays.
All right. CFP last week, the rankings. They come out, and there's some things I took issue with, okay? I think overall people have a problem with where Notre Dame is at. They just keep moving up, even though they haven't played some tough schedule, although they did beat a ranked team in Pitt last week by a pretty fair margin. I think it was 22 points. But they're over top of Alabama at the current moment. They're over top of Miami, even though Miami has the head-to-head. So that's one sort of issue out there. I don't think we'll see a lot of change from last week to this week because we didn't have any drastic like upsets or anything like that. But with where we're at with the college football playoff rankings, what do you see? What are maybe your problems? What do you like? What just your evaluation of them?
Well, I wouldn't call them problems exactly, Gabe. No, you're looking at it. I think you nailed it. We'll see what the committee comes up with tomorrow night, but I don't see any huge movement because, as you said, everyone won or was off this week. Having been in Nashville and watching Vanderbilt and seeing that they're now 9-2, very impressive, you know, and they're sending the message, we should be in the playoff. So, last week, 14, Miami a step of them at 13, and then Utah was 12.
Yep.
So I think Vanderbilt is certainly hoping to make the move this week into the 12 and be in the hunt for the playoff. So we'll see tomorrow night. The Notre Dame thing is a huge question mark. I think somehow, some way, there is a bias on some level towards Notre Dame, and I don't necessarily get that in this specific situation when you correlate that with Miami, who beat them to start the season. But I trust the committee. We'll see what they come up with tomorrow night. If there's any movement, I think it'll be at the very bottom in that 10, 11, 12 range to see if Vanderbilt can break through. So we shall see. And just while mentioning Vandy, having just been there, don't be surprised. This is my gut taking in different conversations. Don't be surprised within the next week or so that Clark Lee is rewarded with a new contract.
Yeah, I think they're already working on it.
I think they're working on it. I think that announcement is coming, and rightfully so, to have the kind of year that they're having and the continued progress, and again, the excitement around that program Saturday night was really, really special. And having been around that program many years as a reporter, now for the last 25 or so as a bowl guy, I've never seen it this high and this much fun and this excitement. So if it works out that way, and it should for Clark, good for him.
And I saw, and this is just sort of a little side discussion, I saw that Clark Lee and the Vandy program, they're in on a five-star quarterback.
Yes.
They're recruiting their butts off. To your knowledge, like from a NIL perspective and the money perspective, we know they have some, you know, potential big money donors. That's a good school. They, you know, you graduate from Vandy, you tend to go on to good things. But how are they doing on that front? They must be doing a whole lot better.
You know, they don't say a whole lot about it other than, you know, they're competitive.
Yeah.
And you got to think they will continue to be
competitive. I'd imagine Diego Pavia is pretty highly paid.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And obviously from the coaching perspective, You got to be looking, okay, we've had a great 2 years with Diego. Well, who's after Diego?
Right.
And Diego was actually asked about this young man in the post game, and in whatever and however he can be of encouragement for this young man to come to Vandy, they're doing that, or he's doing that.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But Vandy,
but again,
and
a lot of good things happening on West End.
And I think it's a potential flip from Georgia, but I don't want to get, you know, put the cart before the horse. He's got to ultimately commit to Vandy.
That's right.
And flip from Georgia, but that's the rumor out there right now. Now we brought up Notre Dame. I know you say there's an unconscious or conscious bias. Who knows? From the committee to rank them where they're at. But if we're being honest about the situation, and you look at their resume, they have rattled off all these wins in a row, lost the two games at the beginning of the year to number 3 and number 13 in last week's college football playoff poll, Miami and A&M. They lost those by a combined 4 points, and then they've done what they've done since. And they've looked dominant.
Yeah.
And you could make all the excuses as well. CJ Carr against Miami, they went on the road. They lost by a late field goal, and he was a freshman starting his first game. You could throw in all those excuses.
Yeah, and they got a guy who's a Heisman contender.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Jeremiah Love has been awesome.
Yeah.
If you're being honest with yourself and with the listeners here today, do you think Notre Dame's a playoff team based on what you've seen from them, though? Like, I know
I
you
do.
Talk about the
I
bias.
Do. Oh, there's no doubt they're a playoff team. The question is where you put them, and really, it's not the issue with Notre Dame. It's the issues with Miami. Why isn't
Miami and Bama?
Why isn't Miami getting more love for what they've done?
It's not that Notre Dame's not a playoff team. It's that Miami should be a playoff team, or Alabama,
should
be leaving above them.
Looks that way.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, final thing.
Yeah.
AutoZone Liberty Bowl discussion. Let's get into it. I know you guys are narrowing it down. I want to get out in front of this and sort of discuss SEC.
Yeah.
How's that coming along? I know you guys need a couple of wins here in the final week of the season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To really get you over top and potentially get an SEC team in, but how are the chances looking to have an SEC team in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl
this
year?
Well, the first nugget of information there, Gabe, it goes to the CFP rankings. How
right.
many SEC teams are going to be in that top 12?
Right.
How many, as we say in our world, go up?
Yep.
Which is to the CFP.
Five as of right now, potentially six if Andy were.
And we'll see. You know, we've got to have, at the end of the day, 12. If there are five up, that means we have to have 12 SEC bowl-eligible teams. So we'll see how that plays out. As we speak today, there are 10, and there are three other teams sitting there at five wins with an opportunity to get bowl-eligible coming up this weekend. Kentucky plays Louisville. Auburn is at five. Of course, we have the Iron Bowl against Alabama. And then Mississippi State and the Egg Bowl against Ole Miss. anything can happen in these rival games. So we got to let them play out, see what happens, and we'll deal with the cards as they are dealt to us. On the Big 12 side, you know, we have the fourth pick of teams after the CFP, and that race is jumbled. Right now it looks like Texas Tech BYU probably in their championship game.
Yep.
But as we look at teams, we could rattle off literally half the league
yes.
to you as potentials. And that would not be hyperbole. It would not be trying to dodge the question. It's just that tight in the Big 12. And they have four teams that are sitting there at five with the possibility of getting bowl eligible here on the last weekend. Kansas State, Baylor, Kansas, and UCF all sitting there at
yep.
five wins. They're literally over half the league is either at six or has a chance to get to six. So we'll see.
All right, now what happens if you guys have an opening? Say the SEC, you're not able to, you know, find a team from the SEC that's bowl eligible. You have too many in the college football playoff. What happens at that point? Are we looking into the American as you have in the past?
Well, they're our third contracted conference.
Yeah.
So we have three conference contracts, SEC, Big 12, American. So if that scenario plays out, yeah, we'll be looking to the American, which is, you know, why we have had the Tigers a
sure.
couple of times. So we'll see. And again, the race in the American is interesting. The Tigers game on Thursday night certainly
yep.
will play a role in who plays for the American championship. So, you know, Navy 6-1, Tulane 6-1, North Texas 6-1. So their race to the championship game is interesting. So we got to let all that play out. Are we on pins and needles? Yes. Are we excited about whatever the opportunities will be? Absolutely. We're going to have a great halftime show with Matt Stell. And
yep.
we're going to have a great football game, Friday, January 2nd, 3:30. And, again, interesting observers of what happens this weekend and then the championship games. Selection Sunday now just around the corner. That's December 7th. So a lot of ball to play. Got to see how the CFP works out. We shall see.
All right. Now, in the American,
yeah.
if you reach into the American, if the SEC is not available, I would assume probably loser of the conference championship game is the most likely, although it depends, right? It depends, you know, about how well you think the fans are going to travel and everything like that. But North Texas and Tulane are the two teams representing in the American Conference championship game. Let's just say that's what happens. Have you ever had those teams? Have those teams
ever
been?
Never North
Texas. Okay. Tulane would have been, maybe.
Tulane, we've had them before.
Yeah, how long ago, though, are we talking?
Oh, many moons, 1998.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
the undefeated Tulane season
yeah.
with Sean King. So, again, this is where the CFP comes into play because, you know, will the American champion be the highest-ranked group of five? Is that going to be James Madison? So, again, we got to let the games play out.
Sure.
And then on Selection Sunday, you got to see what does that final ranking look like. Who's going to be the group of five representative?
Right.
And then decisions will be made.
All right. I have some projections I wanted to run by you. Because two of the three end in a very similar spot that, you know, we've been used to over the years. My last game was in your game, AutoZone Liberty Bowl, in 2017 against
yeah.
Iowa State. Two of the three projections that I looked into today, Mark Schlabach of ESPN and then CBS Sports, their, you know, full bowl projections list, had Iowa State versus Memphis. Now, I'm just going to ask you, is that possible? It's been two times in these last 7 years. It would be three times in eight.
Gabe, after all the years of doing this as a bowl guy, you never say never because you just never know what's going to happen. Is it likely? We'll see. Is it doubtful? We'll see. Now I'm dodging you.
Yeah.
Cause again,
I was going to say. That's that politic answer.
We'll
love
see.
It.
You know, again, there's so much ball to play. You know, and we don't know what the University of Memphis in this scenario. We don't know what they want. Do they want to stay home? Do they want to play an early game? Because we're one of the last ones. We're playing on January 2nd. You know, is their preference to get their bowl game played and be done and then look to the next season and the transfer portal and all of that stuff? That's just around the corner. So, again, a lot of balls in the air and a lot of things are going to happen between now and the time that we have to make a decision.
Okay, we'll talk off air. Appreciate it, Harold. Thanks, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gabe.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. He is Harold Grader, the Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on X at Harold Grader.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.